item 6, sustainability transformation plan. I think, Paul, you're going to give us an update on that.
Yes, thanks, Chair. I've got a brief update to give and happy to take any questions at the end. So I've been representing the islands on a series of workshops over the last couple of months, working with colleagues across Hampshire and Isle-wide footprint. What we've been doing is looking at three key building blocks. So those building blocks are what health and care services should be planned and delivered at a cluster or locality level. So that's circa 30, 50,000 population. So that's one level. Second level, what's best planned and delivered at a local care system level? And is this best organised on a natural community of care groups around an acute hospital? Or is this best organised on a local authority footprint? And then the third level we've been looking at is what should be planned and delivered across a bigger footprint than a local care system? And how do you minimise bureaucracy and duplication when you do that and work across a number of these areas? So for two of these three areas, there's a really, really clear vision on the islands, and we're in the implementation phase. So we're past the vision, past the plan, we're getting on and doing it. So those two areas are, we've got well-established plans for clusters locality working across three areas in the islands, and we're getting on with implementing that now, working with colleagues across social care, colleagues in primary care as well, we're implementing that now. Second area is irrelevant to us. We are a coterminous trust and local authority. There's lots of wranglings on the mainland at the moment. I can just sit there quite quiet. As the islands, we've got our local care board, we've got our local care plan. We're just getting on with that second area. The area where there's still more work to do is that third area, that third tier. So how do these three, four, five systems, whatever we land on, are going to work seamlessly together for different services and different planning? And it's really important we think about that. Just to give people a few examples, just to get the brains working. These are services like the more specialist acute services, which again we've done some work on through the acute services redesign, so we know what those are. They're the more specialist mental health services. They are the more specialist end support functions like workforce, estate and IT, where it makes good sense to do this across a bigger footprint than just the Isle of Wight, but we need some real skillful links into that. So that's a quick canter through the update. There's an important workshop being held on the 14th and 15th of May, where as a system we're going to try and pull this together into a blueprint. I know John's got it in his diary, I'm pretty sure Maggie's got it in her diary as well. We've got Maggie McCloser from the CCG in the diary to do that as well. So that's going to be the opportunity for the system leaders across the patch to come together in a workshop and to thrash this out into a final blueprint. If that event is successful, that'll come back through then statutory organisations to review and sign off. But like I say, two-thirds of that, we're really well placed and we're really well advanced as the island on that. For the third area, we just need to do a bit more thinking, a bit more work. So very quick update, Chair, I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay, any questions around the room? Okay, two things I think. First of all, just to clarify that Paul is now coming to the end of his term of work, and as the new local care board chair, John will be picking up the work that you've done so far, and certainly as a board, myself and Michelle will be closely monitoring this. It is a controversial topic, to say the least, and we do want to make it work here on the island, whatever. I've had preliminary engagement with colleagues from other parts of Hampshire who are involved with this, and I do recognise some of the challenges are there, but we have the SDP, we've got to work with it, and hopefully we can turn. And the other one, I think on behalf of everybody, is to thank you for your work personally through the period to get us to where we are now, and I hope your whatever you do next, and I don't know what that is, works as well. So I just think on behalf of all, we should just know the thanks for you for what you've done, so thank you very much. So the next item